Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. I'd like to congratulate Madam President being elected and all the Vice Presidents who have been elected for this assembly. We also take this opportunity to facilitate our Director General for her nomination for the election. Her unwavering commitment to take to work entrusted upon her would further consolidate the WHO as the lead agency in global health governance. Mr. President, it is indeed encouraging to see that WHO member states is increasingly setting themselves the target of developing their health financing system in ways that are capable of ensuring and critically sustaining universal health coverage. Along this line, I would like to take the opportunity to share and update some of the developments in Bangladesh in the context of universal health coverage. The Constitution of Bangladesh, the National Health Policy, the Vision 2021 document, and the Health and Population Nutrition Sector Development Plan 2011-2016 all envisage universal coverage of health care for all citizens of Bangladesh. A range of basic health care services should be free or available with affordable user fee at the point of delivery in public health facilities. Currently, our government, under the leadership of our Honorable Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, has taken some important initiatives to build capacity for moving towards universal health coverage, designing the developing a healthcare financing strategy is one of them. Resource mobilization, equity and efficacy are three thematic areas of this strategy. In developing this strategy, we are exploring the root causes of existing problems, as well as how to solve these problems in the short, medium and long term. After finalization of the health care financing strategy, a number of proposed interventions on equity and resource mobilization would be examined. In Bangladesh, health care financing pooling is mostly tax-based, with the delivery through the public sector. Approximately 6 to 7% of the budget is spent on healthcare services, which is less than 1% of GDP. In Bangladesh's per capita total health expenditure is little more than $16 per year. The small pool of resources at national level puts great emphasis on this need for efficient use of funds. Indeed, WHO global data indicates that the developing countries have an inefficiency ranging from 20 to 40%. Therefore, Bangladesh must focus on improving the health sector's technical allocation efficiency, as well as improving overall resource mobilization. It has, however, been widely awoken that with this minimum expenditure on health, Bangladesh is achieving a good progress in some of the important health outcomes, including maternal and child health. Government has provided public health facilities in all tiers of our administrative system. It has been extended up to the community level. We have already established about 11,000 community clinics, one per every 6,000 people, for providing primary health care services. Demand-side financing is a vertical program for maternal health, and currently it has the program in 502 unions, 42 sub-districts and 38 districts. As an important step in achieving universal health coverage, poor and disadvantaged segments of the society should be given priority as they are mostly deprived of quality health care. Studies are going on 3 selected sub-districts for introducing health promotion scheme. Under this scheme, inpatient care services will be provided to poor people, ideally which are deliverable from sub-district hospital and also for limited referral scopes or to the district hospitals. Premium of this health protection scheme are being provided by the government. Mr. President, distinguished participants, we are on the track of achieving MBG 4 and 5, We have already achieved MDG-6. With regard to nutrition, as set in MDG-1, we have mainstreamed integrated nutritional, national nutritional service on the ongoing health, population and nutrition sector program in 2011-16. This is success of child health is due to consistently high coverage of immunization and integrated management of child management program. During a visit of the Secretary General's Ban Ki-moon to Bangladesh earlier this year, he heralded our current country as a model of EPA success for Asia. In 2010, our Prime Minister received the UN MDG-4 Award in recognition of this achievement. Towards achieving our targets under MDG-5, we are training and developing additional 3,000 midwives to ensure safe pregnancy and delivery by women, in line with their commitment made by our Prime Minister in UNGA 2010. We also have a highly successful demand-side financing scheme to support pregnant women to receive any level of maternal health care. We expect our health system to be digitized by 2016. We started this effort in 2009 and much progress has already been made. Mr. President, we believe the non-communicable diseases like diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, as well as mental health challenges, particularly developmental disorder, including autism, should get due importance. I urge the WHO to continue supporting the member states, especially the least developing among them, in tracking the dual burden of non-communicable and communicable disease through the integrated approach. We welcome the Mental Health Action Plan to be developed by WHO. I would strongly urge WHO to factor the concerns and health needs of individuals with autism and other developmental disabilities in the proposed action plan. The challenges associated with autism and other disabilities are exacerbated when they are combined with poverty. Our Prime Minister, with the active support of her daughter, who is a psychologist by profession, is taking the lead in the in garnering the global attention to autism, in particular to mental health in general. Mr. President, we have only 3.5 years remaining to 2015, the deadline for achieving the MDGs. Certainly, many countries of the world will achieve the targets by this deadline, while others will not. The achievements so far needed to be sustained as well. We hope that the forthcoming United Nations Rio Plus 20 Conference on Sustainable Development will discuss about the developmental goals by 2015. We need to work together in the global public health community to ensure that these goals are sustained, suited to the broader context of achieving universal health coverage and sustainable health financing. This assembly can mark yet another milestone in that direction. Thank you, Mr. President.